It's time to go to the movies now with Jason DeRosso. Jason, hello there.
Hey, Fran.
As our resident film critic here on RN, you've got a film for us this morning that takes an Australian rite of passage, the overseas backpacking holiday, and turns it into a nightmare.
Yeah, it certainly does. This is called Berlin Syndrome, and it's a thriller about a girl who falls foul of a sexual predator. Ugh. And it ends up a prisoner in his house. She's played by Teresa Palmer, and she's a sort of young journalist from Brisbane who decides to take a sabbatical, ends up backpacking around Germany, falls in love with East German architecture from the old GDR, and has this one night stand with a guy who seems like, you know, a pretty decent bloke, a handsome stranger, played by the German actor Max Remelt. But the next morning when she wakes up, she finds that basically he's left for work and locked her in without a key, and seems to have no intention of letting her go. I'll play you a little bit from the scene on that first day when he comes back.
Couldn't find the key. Did you leave me a key?
Yes, sure. I thought I left it on the table.
Nope. I didn't think I'd be able to get back in, and then I realized that I couldn't even leave.
Hey, you can leave now. I take a shower.
Did you lock me in?
Yes, sure. But next time, I'll tie it to the bed.
Oh. Red flag.
I'm not liking the sound of that. Is there any kind of thing that pulls this back from just being a sort of a torture horror movie?
Yeah, look, I think there is. I mean, this is directed by Kate Shortland, who people might remember her debut film, Somersault, starring Abbie Cornish, which is this wonderful, tender coming-of-age story, which unfortunately got caught in a crossfire at the time because there was a lot of debate about why are Australian films so depressing and why are they too niche and they don't appeal to broader audiences. A pity because, as I say, that was a great film. She's gone on to make another film since, set in the aftermath of World War II in Germany. Look, this carries on, I think, a strong sort of sense of style from this director. It's a very evocatively shot film, and there is a strong sense of redemption in the character. I think that Kate Shortland still seems quite most at home telling coming-of-age stories, and this is very much about a woman who finds her strength and all of that. I don't think it quite works as a thriller. And the suspense doesn't quite sustain, and I don't think it quite manages to expand into talking about the broader issues about the unhealed wounds in German society and so forth that it does want to touch on.
Okay,
but look, it's a very interesting film. She's on the show this week.
I'm not sure if you taste in films this week. The next one's another coming of age one, but it's a cannibal coming of age film.
Oh, this is great.
You hold in very high regard.
Look, I know a cannibal coming of age film. Look, it's not as gory as that might sound, but it's called Raw, as in uncooked. Very fun, confronting, but a whip-smart depiction of a young woman's coming of age from Belgium. And it's set during the orientation week at a veterinary college. She's just enrolled. She's a staunch vegetarian, very studious young woman. And she finds that after a hazing ritual that forces her to eat raw rabbit kidneys, I think they are, she has these irrepressible urges. But a wonderful allegory for sort of, as I say, leaving the nest for the first time in one's life and just facing that exhilaration and also intense fear of being out in the world for the first time.
I love the way you find the broader themes in these movies, Jason.
It is a beautiful film, Raw. Not for everyone, but, you know, go
Jason,
and see it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jason DeRosso and his movie show here on RN, The Final Cut, tomorrow morning at 11:30. Or download at any time, of course, via the ABC Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.